the most effective books, in my opinion, are very meat and potatoes. They're very content heavy, because when I write a book, I want someone to be able to basically get in my head and know everything that I know without me having to have a conversation with them.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the show. Today, I am very excited to introduce our guest for the day, Honoré Corder. Honoré, thank you so much for coming on the show.
It is so fun to be with you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to our conversation. It's going to be, I think, very interesting for all of you looking for a window into how I operate and think about growing my business. So everyone, Honoré is a strategic book coach who helps professionals and entrepreneurs become authors. She's the author of 53 best-selling books with worldwide sales of 4 million plus books in 39 languages. So very excited to dive into our conversation today. I'd love to just start out with a bit of background from you, Honoré, as to how you got into this space.
Well, my background is executive and business coaching and speaking and corporate training. And if you've ever been in the front of a room and you don't have a book, someone will come up to you and say, "Where's your book? You have to have a book. Where's your book? You must write a book." And so I was in that space. I was coaching and speaking and training. And I met Mark Victor Hansen, who's the co-creator of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. And he said, "That's cute that you're a coach and you must write a book." And a long story short, I did. And then I started working with my clients to write and publish their own books. And it really just shifted my practice from goal achievement, strategic business growth, business development, rainmaking, those sorts of things, into helping people to boost their brand, to get more business, develop business, and grow with using a book as a tool to do that.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And so, I mean, clearly this did have an impact on your clients, right? Like helping them write books. Can you speak more to that?
Oh, sure. Initially, my clients who were interested in writing a book would say, "Well, I found you because of your book." So they were following the breadcrumbs, right? Connecting the dots and saying, "Well, if it worked for you, could it work for me? And if it worked for me, how? What do I do? What do I do next?" And so then it became part of the work that I was doing with them and figuring out how a book fits into their business and how to use it as a tool. But then recognizing the benefits and seeing them have the benefits of using a book, such as being able to charge more, being able to close the deal or close the sale or close the business or engage the prospect, engage the client, because they were already in a relationship with the client because the client had read their book. They discovered their book somewhere, or they had been gifted their book by a strategic partner. And then it's kind of just one of those things where if you've ever called someone and said, "So-and-so gave me your name, and you're the person I want to hire,"
yeah,
right? And so don't snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. You just close the deal. It's much easier when you've established rapport. Well, one of the things a book does is put your voice in their head. Like they feel like they know you. If my favorite authors, we've had many conversations. I've just never met them, but I feel like I've met them because I read their words. And the same goes with anyone who has a book. People who read your words, especially if you write in a conversational tone in an authentic way, which is one of the things I suggest, starts a relationship with your prospect and with your potential client. And they already are most of the way there because you have a book, because you've established credibility and authenticity and given them advice before they've ever done anything with you. They come to you already saying, "I think you're the person I want to work with."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. That makes a lot of sense. And yeah, so I mean, I'd love to just explore for the purpose of this conversation, like what it would look like for, you know, I mean, I haven't had a conversation about this yet, but like what it would look like for me to write a book and why that might be useful with what I'm trying to do in this space.
Yeah. So the place we start then is, what are you doing? Tell me what you would tell me about your business. Like, what is your business currently? And what are your income streams? And what do you want it to do? Where are you looking to take it?
Yeah, for sure. Well, my motto is closing the investing gap, one investor at a time. And we focus on educating investors as to how to invest in alternative asset classes, specifically real estate syndications. And then we put together deals and offerings where both accredited and non-accredited investors can invest either through, you know, their savings or their self-directed IRA, or, you know, they can use a HELOC, and it's a way for them to start investing in real estate, diversify outside of the stock market, and become savvier investors overall as they build their financial house.
Awesome. And so what do you want to do with your business? Like, how do you, or let me ask you this question. How do you generally find these accredited and non-accredited investors and simplify everything that you just said? And I think I understand most of what you just said.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. But how do you close the gap with people? Do people come to you by referral? Are they doing a search on the internet for how do I invest in real estate? Like, how are they connecting with you right now?
Yeah, so far. So I just started this podcast, and so that may change how people come to me. But so far, you know, I started with just talking to people that I know. And since then, it's grown into a referral. It's mostly by referral right now. So people being like, I know somebody who does that. You should talk to her. And that's like really so currently that's like one of the bigger places where people are coming. And, you know, the podcast is like another way for people to get to know me, right? And so,
yes, for sure.
Yeah, I have a solo show that I do once a week, and then I do interviews where I get to have conversations and share them with the audience with awesome people like yourself. So, but I understand that, like, you know, a huge part of it is helping people make a mindset shift into how they're looking at their finances and how they're looking at their careers and how they're looking at their options. So helping people get to a place where they're, you know, job optional, not reliant on one stream of income for their income, and then committing to making those changes in their life, which is, you know, it's not like a short journey. It's a long journey, actually.
Right. It's the long-term play, right? It's like, don't wait to invest in real estate and wait, right? So it's the long game. Yeah. So then how do you establish credibility? I would imagine that you aren't the only person in your space. You might be one of a few people, but are you the only person in your space?
No.
So how would someone come to you? And where I'm getting to is like how you would think about designing a book that would help you.
For sure. Yeah, totally. Well, I mean, I think that one reason why people come to me is I'm more relatable than maybe the next person to them. So like something about me is speaking to a specific audience. You know, I mean, even for me, when I got into this particular space, it felt a bit unapproachable because there, even though I had actually worked in the space on an institutional level for many, many years, when I got into the private placement space, it still kind of felt like, you know, just, I didn't see a lot of people who looked like me, who were my age, and it was a bit intimidating to get into. And so the first people that I spoke with were women and women of color and other South Asians, to be quite frank, you know. And then of course, like now I feel more comfortable in the space and like very happy to talk to everyone. But that initial barrier, I think, you know, I did basically just gravitate to people with a similar demographic. And then the other thing about me is like, I'm very much committed to work-life balance and like enjoy the opportunities that being job optional provides me for my life. Like I spend a lot of time.
Job optional.
I know, right?
Unemployable.
Yeah, I pretty much had to realize that about myself at some point. Yes. I'm like, well, I have to have my own business because I'm basically unemployable at this point.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so how do you then establish credibility? So you said a lot in your previous answer, right? Which is, I've been in this space for a long time and now I've shifted into what I am doing. But I would imagine having worked with people around money, right? So high net worth advisors, also with people who are having people invest their money with them in one way or another, you have to establish credibility because money is the one thing where people can go crazy.
Yeah,
for sure. Right. And so how are you now without a book establishing that credibility other than saying, like, I can say I've written all these books and I've sold all these books, right? That's how I establish credibility. How are you establishing credibility with people so they feel comfortable forking over their savings or their HELOC or, you know, whatever, however they're investing or writing the check?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think there's a couple of things. Like, one, I have achieved like financial independence, you know, when I was 33 years old. And I did that solely through investing in real estate. And I've kind of graduated to a different type of real estate investing that's more focused on the passive approach, although I still do active investing, like I still operate my own portfolio. But so, I mean, I think that's one thing. Also, having worked in the institutional space for a long time and looking at these types of deals from an institutional perspective is very different than looking at it from like sort of the private placement world. And so, I mean, I've just worked in the space for 10 years. And the other thing is that like our deals like that we're investing in have been performing well. And so we have, you know, it's a short but growing track record, but we also work with operators who have a longer track record of success and performing on their deals.
So you're partnering with great people. You've got a great bunch of people that help you to have your credibility.
Yes.
Awesome. So when I'm working with someone to help them design their book, one of the things that I have them do is write down the questions that people know to ask them, right? So how much money do I need? What is an accredited investor? Should I use liquid funds or should I leverage property that I already have? And I'm just making this up, right? Because this, I am not in your wheelhouse. So I'm probably, you know, riffing a little bit and going, no, nobody asked me that question on right?
Those are relevant questions.
But the relevant questions that people are asking, and then I suggest that they go, that you would go to the next layer, which is what are the questions that you wish they would ask you? What are the answers that you wish they already had before they came to you to shorten the conversations that you have to have? Because if you answer the, are you an accredited investor question with a yes, then there's the next layer of questions that you would want to have them answer in order for them to pass your test. It's not just that you are wanting them to give you their money. You're also not wanting to work with people that you don't like or that don't have the right mindset or that you're going to have to hold their hand a lot or would be high maintenance. Yes?
Right.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Right. And so that would be the next step, would be to, you know, answer the logical questions that mostly people would know. The next layer of questions that would help sort through, right? What do you wish they are asking you? And then finally, what are the questions that I just don't know that I don't know to ask you, right? Because I'm not in the space and I'm not living it every day. What are the questions that we would be talking about later that you could answer in the form of a book that would really solidify whether you're the person that they should work with? And so that's the basic process of putting the book together that I would recommend for you. And then you could use it as a income stream. Your book could be an income stream for you. And it could also be a way for you to attract people, much like you are doing through this podcast. Mm-hmm. The right person is going to read your book and go, she's so cool. I like her. I want to work with her. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Yeah. And that's like a really great overview. And do you help people like figure out what parts of their story to share as they're kind of answering all these questions?
Yeah. Well, if I have a question such as I have a HELOC and I know what that is now, right? So like, but there was a time in my life when I would have said, what's a HELOC, right? So if I start with what's a HELOC and how do I leverage that to get into other real estate, you would answer that question. And then you would say, so for example, John and Susan came to me and they used 75% or 50% or all of it. Like, what do you recommend? This, I don't know, right? So you would say, if you have a HELOC, we recommend you use up to X portion of it, right? Based on other assets or however you do it or their portfolio. And they were able to purchase, you know, a duplex or a triplex or whatever that looks like. And then they were able to do this, that, and the other thing. So yes, I help people to figure out like what goes in the book and where it goes and why and how to create rapport, and also not to do it in a, you know, kind of like a salesy kind of way where someone feels like, gosh, this book is all sizzle and no steak. It's all buy my stuff. It's all give me your money. It's all this. When in fact, the most effective books, in my opinion, are very meat and potatoes. They're very content heavy. Because when I write a book, I want someone to be able to basically get in my head and know everything that I know without me having to have a conversation with them. And the only way that I could give better, more custom advice would be to actually have a conversation, right? So I want to give them everything that I possibly can. And my approach to books is from the expert perspective to say, look, I'm going to give you everything I've got and you get it for $15 or $20. Or sometimes five, right? Because I want everyone to be better, knowing that ultimately the right person is going to say, oh, Suja, like I can't do this by myself. There are so many knowns and unknowns that I don't know. And I know all the unknowns, right? I know no knowns and all the unknowns. Yes, that's me. And so I just want to come to you and I want to engage with you and I want to work with you, right? That's the ultimate use for a book. From an author's perspective, if you are writing a book to help to generate new business in whatever way, right? It's to give people value so that they do the things correctly. They don't do anything incorrectly, so they don't have any pain and suffering, right? So they're avoiding pain, they're gaining pleasure. And ultimately, if they're the right person, they're going to go, you know what? Forget the book. All the book was a connector, right? It was the connection between you and the prospective customer or client that you're serving.
Yeah, for sure. Totally. And I mean, what's cool about that is that sometimes just the book itself can like really provide so much value to people. I mean, I've learned a lot from books. And so it's also like a service that you're offering to people.
Yes, it's a service that I offer to people. And in my mind, it becomes so much more, right? In that as a revenue stream, book income can be significant, but on the other side of the book, that income is so much more significant that I don't worry that it's like, well, gosh, I gave somebody all of my knowledge or everything I could give in the form of a book for $10 and they went and wrote a book. Like, oh, wow, all of these years of experience, I actually relish in that. I love getting books in the mail that people have written because they read my book, You Must Write a Book. So I think that that's a total win. And there are a lot of people who have gotten the book and have said, I don't have time to read this. I don't have time to write a book. I want you to do everything for me. Here's a check. And so there's so much on the other side of it that I think people get a little bit sometimes grounded in the minutiae, right? It's like, well, but I'm going to put all my knowledge in a book and give it to somebody for free or for $5. And it's like, yes, you are. And when you focus on the big picture, right, there's so much more. But ultimately, I love when someone reads one of my books and says, this changed my life. And it was a gift, or I got it on, you know, Kindle Unlimited. So I basically read it as part of my membership. And my income from that is so little. The fulfillment though is so big.
Yeah, for sure. So then what would you say is the difference between like the book as a thought leadership platform and like, or, you know, like a way to build credibility and build that relationship and other ways that people are currently doing that these days?
There are lots of ways for people to build authority and credibility. Instagram stories, TikTok, podcasts, and they are all good. None of them are bad. However, every expert has one thing in common, and it is that they are an author, right? And so when you say author of the book, insert title here, all of a sudden people go, oh, you've written a book. I've always wanted to write a book. And it just elevates you. I think there's one thing that is above authors, and that's like being an Olympic medalist. But I have an never been able to become an Olympic medalist by, you know, hanging out in my cat pajamas on my computer for 6 months, right? So it's a different level. But it's still the thing that, even though I'm an author and I know lots of authors, my friends are authors, I teach a course on being an author, so I know all the authors, right?
Yeah.
They're everywhere to me. And yet I can still go and meet someone in a random public place and they'll say, "What do you do?" And I say, "Oh, well, I write books." And they're like, "Really? You've written a book? I've always wanted to write a book." And it's the great connector, mm-hmm. right? And also handing someone your book. So I happen to have a stack of my business cards on my desk, right? And so when I hand my business card to someone, I'll go, "Here, would you throw this away?" Because ultimately that's what happens. But when you hand someone a book, are you going to throw this away?
No.
Probably not. Mm-hmm. Right? Not unless I was mean to you in the third grade. But you know what I'm saying? Like, a book going in the trash is almost unspeakable and unheard of, right?
Yeah.
But someone will take that book and their eyes light up and you've just elevated yourself many other times. Now, I'm not saying that having a podcast isn't good or doing TikTok videos. Sure. Again, all of those are great. Having a blog, doing a YouTube channel, doing Facebook Lives, all of those are great. But a book is something very personal. And I think that it is the great elevator. I think it's the great distinction maker, right? It really sets you apart from other people in your space. And if you're in a space where people don't have books, then even more reason to write one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I think that makes a lot of sense. And there is something formal about a book, you know, yeah. especially one that's printed out that you just don't get with the digital media or with blogs or YouTube. There's just something very formal. And if you know someone's written a book, you know that they've put a lot of time and energy into
all the time. Yeah. All the energy. Yes, all the things. And it really is more than someone who sold a business and made a bunch of money, or they're a doctor, or they're an attorney, right? Like, even the letters after someone's name or before their name don't even make the same impression. It's just interesting to me because I don't have letters after my name. I don't have letters before my name. I'm just an author. But in the mind of some people and a lot of people, that seems to work. So I say, go with what works, right?
Yeah, for sure. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for exploring this with us, Honoré. It's a really, like, you know, it's a really important thing to think about for anybody who's in business these days. So really great to hear from you. Please take a moment to share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share.
Oh, sure. So my website is honorecorder.com. I am at Honoré on all of the socials. I love to connect with everyone there. And I just have enjoyed our conversation. I really hope you write a book and I get to, and I get
thank
to read
you so
it.
Much.
Yes, because I'm already sure yeah. from this conversation, I have a lot to learn. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, that is just like one thing. I mean, just to something that I hadn't said yet is like, it's hard to kind of imagine like, oh, am I ready to write a book? Right. Like, that's something that I'm thinking of. Like, I'm like, am I ready to write a book? Like, do I have something worth, you know, sharing? How do you answer that question for folks? Like, or help them in?
Well, I'm so glad we're circling back to that, because that is something that I hear all the time, which is, but there are already books on this topic, or who am I to write a book, or do I have enough credibility? So there are two different ways you could write the book. One is from experience. Whatever experience you have, it's more than the person who doesn't have any experience, right? So however long you've been doing it, and you said you've been doing it for a long time, you have so much more experience. You've probably forgotten more than I could learn in 6 months, right? So you could go, oh, yeah, I learned that, you know, in 1973. So I totally forgot about that. The second way is to be a reporter. It's where, gosh, you're new and you're learning. And so you go and interview people who have lots of experience, who have been around a long time, and then you quote them in your book. And then you get to send them a copy of your book and ask them to put a picture of it on social media and help get the word out about your book. So there is really no downside to it. And people who say, you know, who am I to write a book? It's like, who are you not to write a book? Because the thing is, even if there are 100 books on your particular topic, such as entrepreneurship or even real estate, right? I have 2 books on real estate. I'm not even a real estate investor or a real estate agent, but I have worked with other people in those spaces. So even I have books on real estate. And what I have learned is that if there are lots of books on your topic, it probably means there are lots of audience members, a lot of prospective readers on your topic. But here's the thing. Have you ever gotten advice from someone, say like your mom, and you were like, oh no, I'm not going to listen to my mom. My mom isn't smart. She doesn't know. But then you call your aunt and your aunt gives you advice and you're like, my aunt is a genius. And you call your mom and you say, my Aunt Susie gave me this advice. And your mom's thinking, yeah, I gave you that advice 700 times already. And the point of that is that when you give the advice from your perspective with your story, there is someone who's going to read it and go, I've never heard this before, right? Even if they've heard it 100 times, but for whatever reason, it was you. It was what you were saying. It's like women, young women, women of color, right? Like there, someone can't hear it from another perspective, but they'll be able to hear it from you. So even if there are lots of other books on your topic, even if there are lots of other people in your space, you can't use their book to make yourself an authority. And sometimes people have to hear it from you. You're going to change lives with your words. You're going to change lives with your books. You're going to make an impact on people. And if you don't write your book, then that can never happen. So whenever someone is like, I have imposter syndrome, or I don't think I can do it, it's like, boy, then that's, if that isn't a reason to do it, I don't know what is.
Yeah. For sure.
Kind of the opposite.
Totally. So well said. And yeah, it's great encouragement. And there are so many ways to do it. And it doesn't have to be like the one and only, right? Like maybe it's the first book. And then as you grow, obviously you've written 53 books. Is that right?
You get the fever. Once you write a book, when you get that first email from someone who says, wow, I invested, right? I did an investment and it's working and all of those things, it is better than any drug that I've tried anyway. Mm-hmm. I haven't tried them all. Just full disclosure, mom, if you're watching, no drugs. But it's almost better than anything when someone reads your book and says, I took action on it, or I'm inspired by, or whatever. There is really something great about that. That's bigger than the money or bigger than any other return, like tangible return.
Yeah, for sure.
So many great benefits of doing it, for sure.
Yeah, totally. Well, thank you for that explanation. Makes so much sense. I really like how you explained all of that. And again, thank you so much, Honoré. I hope you all take some time to reach out and see what, learn more about her. And thank you so much again for coming on the show. We will see you next time.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.